Matthew 7 and verse number 1. The Bible says, "Judge not that ye be not judged, for with what judgment ye judge, ye shall be judged, and with what measure ye meet, it shall be measured to you again. And why beholdest thou the mote that is in thy brother's eye, but considerest not the beam that is in thine own eye? Or how wilt thou say to thy brother, Let me pull out the mote out of thine eye, and behold, a beam is in thine own eye? Thou hypocrite, first cast out the beam out of thine own eye, and then shalt thou see clearly to cast out the mote out of thy brother's eye." Let's pray. Lord, thank you for today. Thank you for these guys being here, Lord. And God, we do thank you for your goodness to us, Lord. We pray again that you would help Nathan and his family, not only in the next few days, but in the coming weeks and months, Lord, with the transition. We do love them, Lord. We just pray you'd bless them in a great way as they move to Virginia, Lord, and help them. God, help our class today. God, we need to hear from you, and we need your touch on this occasion and this time that we have. Lord, please, God, would you give me the right words and thoughts and spirit? God, would you help the guys to listen and give them what they need? And Lord, just what is vital for them in their Christian lives. Lord, what we do is really, it really is life and death. I know we say that a lot, but Lord, it absolutely is the truth, and help us to be reminded of that. Pray you would give me what I need and each young man in the room. Lord, just strengthen us, encourage us, maybe correct us wherever we need it. Lord, help us to learn something. And God, help us to be better Christians for you. I know we all try and we struggle a lot of times, Lord, but God, we want to do better. Pray that the guys would hear your voice through the preaching. Please give me the help that I need, Lord. We are depending on you entirely, Lord, to help us with this today. Pray you would please do your work in our hearts and help us to reflect that in our lives, Lord. Thank you for your goodness in Jesus' name. Amen. You guys can be seated. Thank you for standing. Appreciate that. So let me get right into the intro, guys. Jesus, in this passage, is dealing with hypocritical teachers, all right, who said one thing with their mouth and quite another with their life. He's dealing with these hypocrites. At the same time that he does this, it's just what we were mentioning earlier. This is right in the middle of the Sermon on the Mount when Jesus was preaching to these people. But at the same time, guys, what all throughout the Sermon on the Mount, if you read it, Jesus is calling out a lot of these hypocritical practices of who? Who are we talking about here? Who are the hypocrites that he's dealing with? Yeah, some of the Pharisees, the Jewish religious leaders, right? They would tell people they need to live a certain way, but they wouldn't do it themselves, right? They would set all these strenuous rules on people, but they were living like the devil themselves. So he was calling them out, but guys, at the same time, he is showing his children what not to be. Okay, so Jesus is contrasting the two. You following me so far? So he's calling out their wickedness and their corruption of the Pharisees and scribes and so forth. But also as he does that, he's saying kind of like to his children, hey guys, you see that? We don't want to be like that. That's not us. We want to be real. We want to be right with God. We want to be pure. We want to be holy. We want to live and be sincere every day. Not like these hypocritical people. So that's what he's doing. And guys, if you were paying attention as we read verse number 1, it's a very famous verse, not for good reasons most of the time. Verse number 1 of chapter 7 is, "Judge not that ye be not judged." Now, it seems that is the world's favorite verse. People that don't go to church seem to still know this verse. They don't know John 3:16 anymore. They don't know some of the other major truth of the Bible. But for some reason, this verse, they pull out and it is their favorite verse. And they misuse this big time. But guys, please listen today, because it gives us a great exhortation of what not to be as Jesus is dealing with hypocrites. That's the title, Dealing with Hypocrites, all right? Guys, let me, I'll give you the first point right now. Dealing with hypocrites. Point number 1 is this. The same standard applies to you. Hey guys, listen. I don't know if you have, but if you've ever been confused or kind of lost about, so what does that mean? Guys, maybe you've never had this, but there have been occasions, especially years ago, it was popular for the world to throw this back at us. If we were to say, hey guys, you shouldn't do that. Like, you shouldn't talk like that. You shouldn't say that bad word. You shouldn't listen to that music. The world will say, hey, doesn't Jesus say judge not? And that was in an effort to disarm us and kind of push us back and say, don't mess with me. Jesus said, leave me alone. Right? That's how they would use it. I'm not sure if you guys are familiar with that, but that definitely was and is an issue. The same standard applies to you. If you want to know what this is talking about, that is very key to understand what I just told you. The same standard applies to you. He's dealing with hypocrites, and he's calling out their hypocrisy while showing his children what to be, what not to be. The same standard applies to you. Guys, let me tell you this just off the jump. What this does not mean, Jesus is not saying don't think. Jesus is not saying don't have a brain. Jesus is not saying don't be able to tell what is right and wrong, what is truth from error, what is black and white. That's not what Jesus is saying. Okay? Jesus gave us a Bible to teach us right and wrong. Okay? That's why he gave it. He gave it for us to get saved, obviously, but also for us to live right and to think right. Okay? He told us what's true. The Bible says that we should hate every false way. You know what that means? A way that's a lie. A way that leads me contrary to what God says. I should hate that. I should say, no, that's false doctrine. That's hypocrisy. Or not just hypocrisy. That's heresy. I want to stay away from that. I want to go in the right way, the good way. By the way, if you care for other people, you're going to call out when you see something in their life that's taking them down the wrong road. You don't care for somebody if you just let them go down the wrong road and say, that's fine, see ya. Yeah. You don't really care for them. Okay? Yeah. So Jesus is not saying, guys, don't have a brain and don't think. Guys, the world throws this at us and we see somebody doing wrong and say, hey, you shouldn't do that. Hey, don't judge me. And what is the popular one nowadays? Only God can judge me. Yeah. You know, people that wear the shirts like that or say those statements, I want to remind them of something. You're right. He will. Mm-hmm. You know what people try to do? Only God can judge me. Basically saying, back off from me, Kevin. You have no right to tell me I'm wrong. Only God can do that. We should remind them. And he will one day.
Yeah.
So you better live right. Guys, that is no excuse for people living however they want and say, only God can judge me. He will.
Yeah.
And he's told you what is right and wrong in his word. So you better get serious about it because one day he will judge you. If you're a Christian, we just talked about judgment seat of Christ. If you're not a Christian, it's called the Great White Throne Judgment. And those people will come out of hell, stand before God, be judged as sinners, as those that have rejected Jesus Christ, and also be judged for their evil deeds. And then be cast into the lake of fire forever and ever and ever and ever. He will judge you. So that is no comfort, no solace to an unsaved person. But Jesus is not saying, guys, we shouldn't be Christians. There's a whole wave in evangelicalism that, Kevin, if I really love you, then I'm not going to call you out. Mm-hmm. And if I really care for you, I'm only going to do nice things. Guys, this is why Joel Osteen is popular nowadays. Yeah. This is why people with false doctrine can preach to thousands of people and people out in the crowd are just, oh, this is so great. When they're not telling you what the Bible says. Guys, you should have a problem. If I get up, or anybody that you respect, if they get up and they're reading a verse and they're explaining, you're saying, hold on. That's not what this is saying. You should have a problem with that. You shouldn't be okay with that. You shouldn't just look at me with this blank look and say, whatever he says is fine. It needs to match up. If it doesn't match up, I'm wrong. The word of God is right. Okay? Jesus is not saying don't think, don't have a brain, don't be able to tell between black and right, black and white or right and wrong. Listen, we should be able to tell those things. Jesus said that we should judge righteous judgment. Okay? Now, guys, in one sense, I want you to listen here. In one sense, we should not be critical and condemning of everybody. Okay? Now, that's not going to help us at all. That's not going to further the kingdom of God. If you just walk around, I'm better than you, and I'm better than you. Well, that's ridiculous. Okay? Because we know we all have struggles. But, guys, if you really care for somebody, you will try to help them. Now, you should do that in private. You should do that in an appropriate way. That doesn't mean, Ethan, I should call you out in front of all the youth group. I don't think we should do things like that if we can avoid it. But, guys, if we truly care about others, we're going to tell them, hey, that's a dangerous thing. Stay away from it. Dealing with hypocrites, the same standard applies to you. All right, let's jump into these verses now. Verse number one, judge not that ye be not judged. For with what judgment ye judge, ye shall be judged. With what measure ye meet, it shall be measured to you again. When people just only quote verse number one, guys, you know what they're doing? They're ripping it out of the context. The context is how it fits together. The context, guys, get this, is the bigger picture. All right? So we don't want to just rip one statement out. That would be like me coming up to a conversation Ethan and Nathan are having, and I hear one sentence that you say, and I think I know everything they're talking about. Obviously, I wouldn't know everything they're talking about. I haven't been there to listen to the whole conversation. But if I hear one statement, I say, oh, I see what you guys... No, that's ridiculous. But we do that with the Bible very many times because we don't do the work we need to. Verse number two, he says, with what judgment ye judge, ye shall be judged. All right, guys, what he's saying is this. What you regard as right. Now, guys, we all know what God says is right. But in this case, what you regard as right. If you have a certain standard in your life, Micah, you say, well, I don't think I should listen to this type of music. I believe this music is wrong. It's like you measure that out in your life and you say, yeah, I can go this far, but if I go any farther, that's wrong. I'm going to stop it right there. With what measure you meet, it shall be measured to you again. Okay? And with what judgment you judge, you shall be judged. What you regard as right, guys, Get this, you are required to live up to that. That's what it's talking about. That's what it's talking about. George, if I say, listen guys, you should not be lusting after girls. Mm-hmm. We say that all the time in this class. The Bible's clear about it, but I have made that a standard in my life. That is something that I should not cross. But guys, if you see me as soon as I walk out of this class with my eyes bugging out of my head, staring at some young lady, then you know I'm being a hypocrite. I'm not living up to what I'm telling other people to keep. That's what Jesus is saying. With what measure you meet. If in my life I measure it out, Ethan, I say, this is where how I should live. This is the parameters that I should live in. But then you see me living outside of those boundaries, guys. That's what Jesus is calling out. He's saying, you are being a hypocrite. What you regard as right, you're required to live up to. Hey, guys, same thing for you. Hey, if you tell your friends, hey, guys, we should live this certain way. If you don't live that way, be ready for the backlash. Hey guys, we live in a day and age where people want to say one thing, live totally contrary to it, and then when they get called out, say, you can't do that. That's unfair. You're putting stringent laws on me. No, no, no. What you tell other people is wrong. What you say is wrong to them, it's wrong for you too. Hey guys, what you say is right for you, it's right for other people too. There's no double standard. There's not that I can do this. I'm allowed, but you guys, it's not okay for you. No, sir. No, sir. No, sir. Yeah. What you say is right or wrong, and you need to base that off the Bible. But what you say is right or wrong, you are required to live up to that. And if you don't, guys, there's going to be retribution. Notice what the verse says, number two. With what judgment ye judge, ye shall be judged. You know what it's saying? Again, if I say this is wrong, but I do it in the face of what I said to other people, people have every right to throw that back at me. Yeah. Hey, guys, they should. Listen, this is why you got to live sincerely all the time. I'm not saying you'll be perfect, but this is why you got to work at it all the time. Listen. Let me ask you, do your siblings see a hypocrite? Mm-hmm. Do your schoolmates see a hypocrite? Do your classmates here in teen to boys class see a hypocrite? I hope not. And I'm not trying to bust anybody up today. But guys, do you live up with whatever you believe, with whatever you stand on? Do you live up to that? Do you live up to that? Guys, that's the key. If not, there's going to be retribution. It's going to be payback time. And guys, let me tell you, you should be ready for that. If you make a statement, then you live contrary to that. You better be ready for people to throw it back in your face. Because that's what you deserve. Yeah. Hey, guys, if I get up here and say, listen, guys, we shouldn't be drinking alcohol. We should be strong on what the Word of God says. It says we shouldn't even look at the wine. It says wine is a mocker, strong drink is raging. Blah, 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 blah. And then you see me this week on a Friday night. Well, Tom, you okay?
Well, I just had one or two down at the bar.
What? Hey guys, I would expect anybody that knows me, if God forbid anything like that ever were to happen, to come at me with both guns blazing, figuratively. No, don't shoot me, all right? But figuratively, and say, what are you doing? You preach that stuff at us, and then look at what you're doing. Hey guys, there's no pass out of that. Listen, as a preacher, by the way, as a preacher, you get up and you are supposed to build what you believe and what you say off the Word of God. Guys, right. Don't forget, you're required to live up to that.
Yeah.
And by the way, young man, not just on the church grounds.
Right.
Oh, as soon as I drive on the property, brother, sister.
And then as soon as you drive off, it's back to normal you. Hey, listen, I'm not saying you got to be dressed up and wearing a tie 24/7, but I am saying you need to try to live for God 24/7.
Yeah.
What did we talk about last week? God wants you to be right with Him on the inside. Can I tell you that goes with you everywhere you go? Every store, every hour you work at your job, every time you're at home, every time you're texting your friends. Guys, we need to be trying to live for God all the time.
Right.
If you're going to be a hypocrite, be ready for the backlash. Hey guys, I've had stories, I could tell you things. People say, yeah, I want to be a soul winner, and then they never show up for soul winning. Oh man, we need God to work in this place. I need God's help! But you never pray.
Yeah.
Oh, I trust God, but when the offering plate comes by, I don't see you ever putting in your tithe. That's being hypocritical. The same standard applies to you. Hey, guys, what you regard as right, you better live up to that. If you told your friends, guys, we shouldn't look at that, don't you be looking at it.
Yeah.
We shouldn't be listening to that, then don't you be listening to that.
Yeah.
We shouldn't be making them comments, then don't you make them comments. Guys, we live in a day and age where people want to play both sides. people I've known, people that have been in this class, they want to preach to people and crack the whip when they're behind the pulpit, but when they live themselves, they want to live loosely. You can't do that.
Yeah.
You can't do that. Listen, I believe in hard preaching, but you know what? We need to live the Christian life hard too.
Amen.
That's what I'm saying. It shouldn't be back and forth, and I'm hard on you guys, and then I'm easy on myself. Oh, no. No, sir. Same standard applies to you. You know what it's saying? Verses 1 and 2. Hey, if you're going to live like the devil, shut up. You catch that? If you're going to live like the devil, shut up.
Yeah.
Guys, listen. I'm not trying to be brutal or cruel with what I'm saying. But if you are not trying to live for the Lord, I'm not saying you're perfect. I'm not saying you're the greatest Christian around. But if you're not trying, shh. Quiet.
Yeah.
We don't need you telling everybody else. Well, Kevin, I think what you should do...
Well, Tom, are you trying to live for God?
Not really.
But, you know, I definitely see a glaring problem in his life. No, I got my own glaring problem I got to deal with.
Yeah.
Right?
Okay. So the same standard applies to you. Point number two. Not only do we see the same standard applies to them, but point number two, we see a sample of their stupidity. Verses 3 and 4. Verses 3 and 4. Can somebody read verses 3 and 4? 4, please, Kevin.
And why beholdest thou the mote that is in thy brother's eye, but considerest not the beam that is in thine own eye? Or how wilt thou say to thy brother, let me pull out the mote out of thine eye, and behold, the beam is in thine own eye?
Thanks, sir. Now again, guys, what does the world want to do? Rip out verse 1 and have it stand alone. Can't do that, right?
Yeah.
Verse 2 says, what you regard as right, you better live up to it, or it's going to be thrown back at you. And guys, don't forget, verses 3 and 4 are in the same passage, same context. What is Jesus saying? Why beholdest thou the boat mote that is the boat? What am I talking about? The mote that is in thy brother's. That would be a problem. The mote that is in thy brother's eye, but considerest not the beam that is in thine own eye. Or how wilt thou say to thy brother, let me pull out the mote that out of thine eye, and behold, a beam is in thine own eye. I remember hearing about this in junior boys, and I always thought it was a funny story, but I never really understood what the whole thing was talking about. Guys, it's connected to verses 1 and 2. A sample of their stupidity. Guys, can I tell you, it's a pretty stupid thing for a guy to see his friend with just the Bible calls it a mote in verse number 3 and 4. A mote means a speck. Little speck. Now, I don't know about you. I hate having stuff in my eyes. All right? Get a little eyelash or something in there, or a little piece of dirt. That is annoying, right? Really annoying, and you got to take care of it. But this guy has a little speck in his eye. Could be like a little piece of dust, little particle in his eye. It would be pretty stupid for a guy that has a beam. You say, what is a beam? 2x4 sticking out of his eye. Say, Ethan, I think you got an issue there. Let me see what I can do to help you out, brother. Here, let me come over. Are you kidding me? I'm going to do more damage to him.
Right.
With my beam sticking out of my eye, I'm going to be bashing him in the head. His problem won't be a mote in his eye anymore. It'll be a concussion to his skull. You know what I'm saying? Why? Because I came over there with my beam sticking out of my eye. I say, let me perform surgery real quick on you, brother. No, I'm going to hurt him. I'm going to hurt him and make things worse.
Yeah.
That's pretty stupid, right? Hey, guys, get me. Verses 3 and 4 connected to verses 1 and 2. What is Jesus saying when he says, judge not that you be not judged? He's saying, if you got a major issue, don't be calling out these people that have minor issues. Now, I'm not trying to minimize sin. I'm not trying to say that any sin is okay. I think we make that very clear in this class. But you know what, guys? If I got some gaping, glaring problem in my life, I barely show up to church. I'm lusting like a dog. I'm clicking on filth. I'm listening to horrible music. I'm doing it. I don't need to show up to Micah and say, Micah, your tie is a little crooked.
Yeah.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
Now, should you have a straight tie? Yes. But you know what? That is not... Amen. That is not... Am I okay? All right. I don't want to be hypocrite right now. Listen. Sometimes preaching, you're preaching. It's like way over here. You know, I don't know. I don't want to be like that. But listen. But what's the major issue? The guy that barely shows up to church, right? The guy that can't even be faithful to God. The guy that he doesn't seem to care about the Lord at all in his life. And then he shows up. You know what, Kevin? Is that a Schofield, brother? It better be. Because let me tell you, are you serious? Get out of here with that.
Yeah.
That's the guy strutting around with a beam sticking out of his eye saying, you know, I think you got a little schmutz in your eye. Maybe I do, and I need to deal with that myself before God, or maybe I'll get some spiritual people to help me, but you stay away, beam boy,
because
you're going to hurt me.
Right.
Guys, this is a sample of their stupidity. Why does Jesus give this little parable? To make us laugh? No, he's saying this is exactly what these guys are doing. They fixate on someone else's problem. Hey guys, listen, We should be compassionate. We should care for people. Listen, guys, we should pray for people. If we see an issue, we should pray for people. Right. We should tell spiritual people if that's necessary. And maybe we need to go up to them, like I said, in private and say, hey, brother, I'm worried about this with you. I'm concerned about this in your life. But guys, can I tell you and not to sound selfish here, but our main responsibility is us.
Yeah.
If I'm not clean, I can't get up here and be like, hey, Nathan, let me help you fix this. Mm-hmm. I can't. I got my own issue. We fixate on someone else's problem. Listen, guys, sometimes we're too worried about, well, I tell you, their problem and their problem and their problem and their problem. Let me tell you, I figured it all out. Well, why don't you spend some time figuring out your own issues? Listen, guys, I'm not trying to bust anybody up. Listen, if you talk to any young man, they have a whole 40-point, 50-point list of what their future wife should be. Well, she better be like this, and she better not be like this. Hey, guys, have you ever thought the list that you need to be?
Yeah, it's good.
We're all good about calling out, man, she better be like this. She better know her Bible. Do you know your Bible?
Yeah.
Right? We are great about stacking up the requirements for other people, but as for ourselves, well, you know, I've been busy, a.k.a. I've been lazy.
Yeah.
Guys, we've got to be straight on these things. We've got to be strict on ourselves. We fixate on someone else's problem, but we forget our own major failures. Guys, when you skip over your own major failures, you are disqualified from helping someone else. You know what, guys? We need more soul winners. Yeah. We need more people to disciple. We have a lot of young men around here that want to preach, and that's great, and you guys do a good job. We need more people to help out in classes. We need help in every area. I'm sure there's not a class or a bus around here that couldn't take more helpers, more people involved. But can I warn everybody right here? We do not need more helpers, whether it's in here, in there, or any other class or any other bus that have sin in their heart. If you have some major issue that you're not dealing with, that you're regarding, that you're allowing it to stay, you are disqualified. Scratch your name off the list. Until you get that fixed, we don't need you on a bus. We don't need you in a class. We don't need you to preach. We don't need you to do this or that. You just need to get your issue fixed.
Yeah.
Then you can help out.
Right.
We've got to be serious on that. We've got to be serious on that. Hey, guys, again, going back to last week, have you asked God to search you?
Yeah.
Listen, guys, don't say, I'm not like that all the time. Come on, man. You're busting me up. No. Guys, this is the rule for everybody. We've got to be strict on ourselves and not allow ourselves to fall into these traps. You can forget your own major failures while fixating on someone else's problem. And guys, what happens? It's a fearsome result, right? This guy, he says to his brother, let me pull out the mote that is out of thine eye, and behold, a beam is in thine own eye. He's going to do more damage than good. Hey guys, if you're a hypocrite and trying to help somebody else, you are going to hurt them more than you help them.
Yeah, that's right.
And as I have already demonstrated, you look very foolish doing it. How can I go up to somebody and say, you know what, man, you got a real issue with this. You know what? You have no credibility. Mm-hmm. They're not going to take you seriously. You're going to be more of a joke than something that they take seriously and get help from. You know, in fact, if you've ever had this type of thing happen to you, if somebody calls you out that you know has a major, major issue in their life, what does it do? It makes you more mad than anything. I don't know about you, Kevin. I'm not like, well, there's some wisdom to what they say. I'm like, who does he think he is?
Yeah.
And I'm not saying we should be all proud and not take correction from people, right? I'm not saying that. But if somebody's got a major issue, guys, and you know this guy's not right, he's way off track. He's not trying to get it right. He's not trying to get back with God. He's way in a far country, and he wants to stay there. Then he doesn't need to be come up to Mike. You know, Mike, let me tell you, you're a good kid, but just stop. Just stop. You have no credibility. You don't have a leg to stand on. Why? Because you're not living it yourself. By the way, guys, that's why when we soul win, we need to have some credibility. Is your life changed? Hey, I'm all for giving out tracts and witnessing to people. We need to do it more, but do you have credibility? When you preach, do people take it seriously, or do they say, I hope this doesn't happen, by the way, but do they say when a guy's up there preaching the 5 minute, yeah, we better watch the music we listen to, amen? And somebody in the crowd, one of his friends, said, is he serious saying that? I know what he listens to.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, we better not be looking at them bad pictures and those wicked movies. And you're thinking, We just watched a movie a couple nights ago with him, and it wasn't right. Mm. Where's he get off saying that? Guys, we better be careful. We better be careful. A sample of their stupidity. And then, guys, point number three, the steps in order to serve. Hey, guys, if God is touching your heart in some way today and you say, you know what, I'm not an awful, terrible person, but you know what, maybe I do have some slip-ups and some areas of my life that I need to straighten up. Hey, guys, God doesn't want to kick you down and say, forget you, I never want to use you, you're a hypocrite, you're awful, just shut up the rest of your life. You know what? God wants to restore you. God wants to get you right. God wants to forgive you. And guys, have you a clean testimony so that you can help people. Okay? He's not trying to kick you down and say, forget you, I never want to deal with you anymore. Verse number five, the steps in order to serve. Verse number five. Thou hypocrite. Wow. Calling them out straight up. But he's telling them how to get it right. First, you see that, guys? First, cast out the beam out of thine own eye, and then thou shalt see clearly to cast out the mote out of thy brother's eye. Hey, guys, we should want to help people, right? We should want to help them and care for them. But we've got to make sure we're clean first. The steps in order to serve. You say, well, Tom, maybe I do have this issue. Maybe I have been robbing God, not giving my tithe. Maybe I have been listening to some things, watching some things, saying some things, hanging around some people. I messed up. And man, I want to get right. You know what you need to do? First of all, cleanse yourself. It says, first, cast out the beam out of thine own eye. Listen, if you know you're guilty of listening to the wrong music, then go home today and get rid of it. Listen, if you know you've been hanging around the wrong people, then start getting away from them. Stop hanging around them anymore. Whatever the issue may be, guys, it's not right. It's not okay. It's not been excused. God has not become okay with it in 2022. He's still holy. He still hates all sin. If I know I have a glaring problem in my life, what do I need to do first of all? Get that thing out of my life.
Yeah.
Hey, don't expect me to tap you on the shoulder and ask you to preach a 5-minute message if you still got a glaring hole in your life and a glaring issue and a glaring problem that's a red flag to everybody that comes near. Guys, if you got that, get rid of it. 1 John 1:9, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Proverbs 28:13 says, he that covereth his sins shall not prosper, but whoso confesseth and forsaketh it shall have mercy. You want God to have mercy on you? Confess it and forsake it. What is forsake? Turn your back on it. But if you cover it, try to hide it, I'm not saying you've got to broadcast it and make a social media post about it, but confess it to God. If you're trying to cover it from God like David was, like we talked about last week, it's just going to prolong the misery. When you confess it to God, then God can cleanse you and you can get back on track. Cleanse yourself. He says, first, cast out the beam out of thine own eye. If you've been one of those guys saying, let me help you, Wes. Let me help you, George. Let me come over and disciple you, Kevin. No, no, no. And you got this huge thing sticking out of your eye. No, no, no. Stop all that. You get the problem out of your life first. Hey, guys, you don't need to be leading songs. You don't need to be getting up and preaching the word of God. You don't need to be discipling. You don't need to be soul winning until you get rid of that issue. Because you're a contradiction. You do more harm than good. Cleanse yourself. Get it right. He says, first, cast out the beam out of thine own eye. And then, guys, after you cleanse yourself, what happens next? Then you can clearly see.
Amen.
What does it say? First, cast out the beam out of thine own eye. Then shalt thou see clearly. Hey, guys, I can't tell how to help Wes if I'm not cleansed myself. My vision is beyond blurred. It's obstructed because I've got this huge issue sticking out of my life. I can't be like, hey, Wes, I think I see something there in the corner of your eye. I can't even barely see Wes with that thing sticking out of my eye. I got to get rid of that and ask God to give me wisdom and discernment. Guys, by the way, let's not be so quick and be so hasty to say, you know what, Ethan, I think your problem is this. And Nathan, I think your problem. Whoa, whoa, whoa. Worry about your own problem first.
Yeah.
And then, guys, if you start to sense or notice something, ask God to give you wisdom. The Bible, Proverbs talks about Proverbs 18:13. I forget the words of it, but it's basically saying, don't be hasty in your words. Don't just jump out there and say, Kevin, I think you're an issue. You know what I mean? If I start to sense something in him, I need to observe. And I need to pray and say, God, I want to make sure I'm seeing this right. God, I don't want to beat Kevin down on something that I have no knowledge of.
Yeah.
Hey, guys, we don't know what people are going through. We don't know what's happening behind the scenes. And we don't want to smash them down. Because that can do more harm than good. I've just been reading through the book of Job. How about his four friends that just bashed him when he was already on the ground? I mean, what idiocy that was, and how much did that hurt him even more? He lost all his children, all his wealth, gone overnight, his health gone. And then his three friends say, "You know what, Job, you're a wicked man. You've been lying this whole time, saying that you love God. We see the truth now." How foolish. Hey, guys, our job is not to bust everybody up. Our job is not to smack people around. Our job is not to get up from behind the pulpit and say, "Yeah, your issue is this, and your issue is this, blah, blah, ha, ha, I'm better than anybody." No, 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 you're not, and no, I'm not. Listen, I'm in the same boat that you guys are in. I got to live the Christian life just like you do. I need to read my Bible every day just like you do. I need to pray every day just like you do. I need to stay away from wickedness just like you do. And it's a battle for me just like it's a battle for you. Guys, as a preacher, never think you're better than people. You're not. God has given you a responsibility. But you know what? You're a Christian just like they are. And never think that you're a preacher and they're a Christian. No. God has given you this responsibility, but we're all Christians. Yeah. You know, the greatest honor is to be a Christian. By the way, you can't be a preacher without being a Christian.
Yeah.
Right? We have some people nowadays on TV, "The Lord had just come on me." Have you ever been saved yourself? Mm-hmm. I'm not talking about independent fundamental Baptists most of the time, but some of these fake me out preachers, I don't think they've been saved themselves.
Yeah.
But they want to tell everybody else what to do. That's a huge problem.
Right.
Cleanse yourself. Then you can clearly see. If you see an issue in your friend or someone you care about, ask God to give you wisdom and discernment. "God, is this really what the issue is? God, I don't want to make a false judgment here. God, I don't want to make a false assessment. I don't want to say something stupid that would hurt my friend more than me just sitting by." Guys, clearly see the situation. This is the verse I was referring to. This is Proverbs 18:13. Just listen. It says, "He that answereth a matter before he heareth it, it is folly and shame unto him." Mm-hmm. Ethan, he hadn't even heard the whole story yet. But you know what? You're halfway through telling me what happened. And you know what he says? "Well, you know what I think." And you're like, "Hold on. I haven't even told him my whole situation yet." Mm-hmm. Guys, counseling is not something I like look forward to. I'll help people, whoever comes to me. But it's not something I'm like, "Yeah, let me go help them." Because I'm nervous about it. But you know a big thing I've learned, guys? Listen. Listen, listen, listen. When they start telling me their issue, you know what I try to do? Shut up for as long as possible and say, "Tell me everything. Tell me everything. When did this happen? Who was involved? What were the circumstances leading up to?" And I try to get all the info I can and take in as much information as possible before I even open my mouth. Because I don't know the situation. And Kevin, if you say, "Well, Brother Tom, I need your help." "Well, Kevin, I can tell you right now what the issue is. I haven't even heard what he said yet." So let's be careful about that. Clearly, cleanse yourself, clearly see, and then, guys, you can care for another. And by the way, guys, we should care for others. Hey, if you see your friend getting off track, you should care for them. That should break your heart. We shouldn't be okay with this. Just this week, a couple situations people told me of. Guys, it bothers me. It breaks my heart. I'm not over here. "Yeah, I knew they were going to fall." What does that do? You know who the accuser of the brethren is? Satan. Don't help him with his job.
Yeah.
You hear that? Mm-hmm. Some of us are good at that. The devil is the accuser of the brethren, the Christians. Don't you help him with his job. Don't you be over there, "Yeah, devil, you're right. That guy's awful." You might be the one falling if you keep that attitude. Then you should care for another. What does it say at the end of the verse? Verse number 5. "To cast out the mote out of thy brother's eye." Hey, guys, get this. It's not okay for Wes to have a mote in his eye, right? It's not okay for Ethan to have a speck in his eye. It's not okay. So don't you love how the Bible covers every area that our minds can go in? We might think, "Oh, the beams are the only problem. The beams are the only thing that God wants us to get rid of." He says, no. You need to get rid of that so you can clearly see the issue and help your brother get rid of the small problem. Hey, guys, if you have a quote-unquote small sin in your life, you still need to get rid of it.
Mm-hmm.
And if I can help you do that, or someone that cares for you can help you do that, then that's our job. We need to help you with that. It's not just, "Yeah, you got some major issue, bro. You better get rid of that quick." Yeah, you should. But if you got some minor thing, you know what? As we talked about, a quote-unquote minor sin becomes a major sin with time. Sin never stays where it is. It grows. It expands. It conquers. It takes over territory. Guys, if you want to be right with God, get rid of the small things. Cleanse yourself. Get that junk out of there so you can clearly see. And then you can care for another. Guys, If there's somebody that you know of, man, that's a little issue keeps popping up. Lord, I've prayed about it. I think it's still an issue. And man, I want to help them with that. Then go talk to them. Pray for them. Help them. Get them the help that they need. We're not okay with the small things. And you should care for people like that. But you know what Jesus is doing here? He's dealing with these hypocrites. He's saying the same standard applies to you. You can't call out somebody else and then give yourself a free pass. A sample of their stupidity. This guy's walking around with this huge beam and saying, you know what? Kev, I think I see just a little issue there. Let me help you. Can't help. I can't help him until I get rid of my own problem. And then the steps in order to serve. Guys, if you want to help other people, make sure that you focused on yourself first.
Yeah.
And get rid of your issues so that you can really discern the reality of what's going on. And then I can go in and I can try to help him get closer to God. Hey guys, you know what our goal is? For me to get closer to God, for you guys to get closer to God. But you know what? We're not going to be able to do that if I'm a hypocrite, if you're a hypocrite. I've heard some people say, hey, I won't tell on you if you don't tell on me. You know what? They're both helping each other sin.
Yeah.
Hey, you get rid of your sin so you can help the other guy too.
Yeah.
Let's stop covering for each other and facilitating. Well, I won't say anything to your parents. I won't say anything to Brother Tom about that. Then you're just as guilty as the other guy.
Hmm.
Hey, guys, let's help each other get closer to God, not get farther away. I'll keep it secret, man. I won't tell nobody. You're not helping him. You're not helping him.
Right.
Hey, guys, Jesus said, judge not that you be not judged. With what judgment you judge, it shall be judged. With what measure you meet, it shall be measured to you again. The same standard applies to you. Let's bow our head and close our eyes. Lord,